Everyone, welcome back to Indie Trash. My name is Alicia, and I have some special guests today here in the studio. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Of course.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Sinjana, and AC was so kind enough to invite us on today.
I'm so happy to have you guys here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for tuning in to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Should we just, like, get started with the song, or do we have any, like, little stories to tell? Any updates from the day? Potentially?
I have a small update from the day.
Oh, please tell.
Which is that I just took, my econ exam, and it was crazy because I'm pretty sure the professor was giving out answers the whole time.
What do you mean?
Like, maybe 10 different people approached him throughout the exam and, like, came back and started writing really fast. And I think he was just explaining the answers to the questions.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're out there and you're looking to take Econ 8, take it with Professor Kandelov because he'll give you the answers to the exams.
A win is a win.
Oh, my gosh.
A win is a win.
Yeah. Okay, I'm taking Spanish 3 this semester. It's my first time taking Spanish at Tufts. Ooh. And I love, like, during the compositions, you get a dictionary. Like, that feels...
No,
yeah,
way.
That feels a little bit, like, cheating. But, like, my professor puts out her 4 dictionaries.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's amazing. And when we took our exam, she was like, yeah, if you don't know any of these words, just, like, come and ask.
Wow.
That's delightful. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Thank you, Tufts. All right, so I think we have a little collaborative playlist going on.
Oh, yes.
So we can start with one of my songs, and then I'll pass it off to you guys, and we'll take it from there. So I think we're going to start with a new, well, I don't know if I should call it new, because it's like Remy Wolf covering a Paramore song, because they just re-released their most recent album, but it's like all covers, and I'm really into it, and, you know, I love Remy Wolf. So here is You First, covered by Remy Wolf. Yeah.
running, which I'm facing. You've got this wrong, you are mistaken. Inject me with some kind of poison. Body shuts down and I'm left falling. Am I supposed to fight? Here, leave my soul behind. Blank walls surrounding me, stuck in between two scenes. And every part of me was left purple and green. One more lost lonely teen, left broke down chasing dreams. Now what am I to do? I mean nothing to ya. In this afterlife, I will prove that you're ugly and make your new boyfriend love me till there's no one above me. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. 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 A hood. To kill me right where I begin. Then I will die for the third time. Then rise up limping like a zombie. Am I supposed to fight? Then leave my soul behind. Then grow surrounding me, stuck in between two scenes. And every part of me was left purple and green. While my lost lonely teen left broke down chasing dreams. I mean nothing to ya. In this afterlife, I will prove that you're ugly and make your new boyfriend love me till there's no one above me. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife. In the afterlife, afterlife, afterlife.
Welcome back to Indie Trash. Let me put your mics on.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. We're back here with Sinjana and Sammy. So that one, we had You First by Remy Wolf and then Afterlife by Benny. Yeah. And we were kind of talking about concerts during the break too, because I was saying how in May of 2020, I almost saw Remy Wolf open for Benny, which is a crazy combo and a crazy order too. I feel like it'll be reversed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially now. I'm not sure about 2020, but I feel like
I have to agree with you. Yeah. Have you guys been to any good concerts recently? Or any that you're looking forward to?
Well.
Wow.
While the song was playing, we were all just talking about how Miss Lauryn Hill is going on tour in December. Unfortunately, it is during finals week, but hopefully things can line up and hopefully we can go, because it's just incredible and I feel like we all have to go and see her.
Yeah, my current dilemma is my econ final is the day after the concert, but it might risk it for the biscuit for Miss Lauryn Hill.
Okay, I was looking online at like ticket prices, and okay, so all the ones that are $60 are like right up at the very top, like on the sides.
The nosebleeds.
Yeah, like would you still do that for Miss Lauryn Hill?
I feel like I would, but I also feel like I would, I don't know, I would splurge a little bit for her.
Oh.
Not too much.
But like maybe just a little
just
bit.
Just a little.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Treat yourself. Yeah. What song should we play next? We probably should have planned this a little bit more. But
this is true. It's okay. We can do things on a whim.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Here, I'm looking
just
at our playlist.
Just hit shuffle on that playlist, you know?
I think I'm going to do this Foster the People song, Static Ooh. Space Lover. I was listening Ooh. To it on the way over.
I
think you put that one on.
I love this song.
Yeah.
I don't even know when I found it, but mm-hmm. like, I feel like I was never a big Foster the People fan. I was like, okay, Pumped Up Kicks, like, one and done, you know.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Shout out Spotify Discover Weekly one day mm-hmm. last winter. There it was, and it was such a fun little upbeat tune, and I was like, oh my goodness, who is this by? Lo and behold, our old Pumped Up Kicks friends mm-hmm. were right there, and they got me back into, like, into their groove. And so, I don't know. I think you guys will like it.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited, too. All right, here is Static Space Lover by Foster the People.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to die.
All right, you guys, welcome back. So that was one of Sammy's songs. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure. That was Sunflower Seeds by the Orioles. I discovered that song when, actually, it's kind of a long-winded story, but I was deep stalking a girl who had done a lot of backpacking trips that I wanted to do. She hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, and I was like, oh my god, that's so sick, let me look through her Instagram. And then she was like, follow my playlist on Spotify. And I was like, of course I'm gonna follow the playlist on Spotify. And then that song was on it, and I was like, wow, this song is really hard. And so now it's a song that I love, and I'm glad to share it with all of you lovely listeners.
Love a good stalking moment.
Of course.
I love that. I feel like it's a skill in this day and age. Like, people, they shouldn't be ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed. I share it on the radio, in fact.
With all of our listeners.
All many of them.
It's my, like, my mom and Sana, and that's it.
Hey.
Okay. I think for the next one... okay, we're gonna do Girl Inform Me by The Shins. I've been really liking this song recently. My friend Isabel showed it to me. Our friend Isabel.
We all know Isabel.
Hey, Isabel.
Hey.
Shout out Isabel.
Okay, here's Girl Inform Me by The Shins.
Thank you.
Dried Fruit TSA.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, that was so insightful, you guys. That might just be my favorite PSA in the book.
This is true.
Yeah.
We just have to let the people know.
Yeah.
Very important. It's also accompanied by a beautiful illustration of fruit with eyes.
And then one of them saying, eat me.
True.
It's the pear.
It's a little scary.
It's the pear.
It's the pear.
What if for the rest of the show we're like in British accent? Mine is pretty bad.
Can you like...
I could do an Australian yeah. accent.
Can I?
Was that British or Australian?
You know what? It was a little combination.
Hello.
Can I have Governor. Some crumpets?
Are there any British people on the air? I apologize for what's about to happen. This next song.
Which song should we play next? I'm kind of intrigued by this Delwater Gap song, because I love Delwater Gap, but I don't know this song.
Which song?
Lamplight.
Ooh, I love that song.
Because you added it.
I did.
So there you go.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, you'll just have to listen and find out.
Ooh, listen and find out. Okay. Well, here is Lamplight by Delwater Gap.
I know you and your patience. I was just a kid. And clueless, never stopped to wonder. Lightning strikes the thunder. If it's just coincidence. Every time your father beat you down, you told him, Dad, it won't be long. And as your tiny body slept that night, I have a lamplight burning strong. And hate it. Bedroom is dark. But you've broken all the doorways. And now you're stuck inside.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Indie Trash and on 91.5 FM, WMFO. So that one was Lamplight by Del Water Gap. And that was one of Sammy's picks. I loved that song. It was very sweet.
It was a lovely song, you know? Stellar it was tune. Part of a deeper dive into Del Water Gap.
Mm-hmm. He's great. Have you guys listened to his new album yet?
No.
I haven't.
Oh my goodness.
I definitely will, though.
It's pretty good.
Amazing.
Next week, everyone.
Yeah. We're back here. We're playing that album. Okay, you know how, like, him and Maggie Rogers, like, they went to college together. They have a song together.
What?
And some people are like, were they ever, like, dating or something? There was this one line in one of his songs on his new album that was, like, a reference to Light On, which is a Maggie Rogers song. And I feel like we need, like, the Taylor Swift, like, nation on the case. You know what I mean?
We do. They would find it.
They'll so find it in a second.
Yeah, they'll figure out what's going on here. Do you guys have a lot of, like, Taylor Swift, like, I don't know, Taylor Swift truthers on your, like, in TikTok, like, For You page?
Well, I somehow always receive a lot of information about Taylor Swift, and I never seek it out, but it's there. It's like the Kardashians, where it's like, wow, I know so much, but how?
This is maybe something I shouldn't be admitting on the public freeform radio.
Oh, tell it.
This large audience, but me personally, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift listener, partaker, but I will say I've been keeping up with her NFL embark recently.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, my mom and I have taken up football.
Oh.
And in that, we'll, like, you know, keep up with the little scores. And then she'll be like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift was here. And it's very silly and cute. So I don't know. I don't know that much about her. But I do know that her fans will be on any mission for that woman, which I do appreciate and respect.
Yeah. I've been really liking all of the fan theories about Travis Kelce because they're crazy. They're like, I don't know, these, like, fan theories about a real life person. They're like, oh my gosh, he was also born in 1989. Oh my gosh, his number is 87 and her number is 13, and together that's 100.
It's
and they're
sign.
Like, it's meant to be. It's like, okay, maybe, like, I don't know, he's just a person.
I don't know if they've ever wondered if maybe it's not that deep, like,
no,
I
no,
like
you have to feed into the delusion sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the soul.
They really lean into it, for sure.
Yeah, because Miss Taylor leans into it, too.
Exactly.
She enjoys it.
Yeah. And I think, like, recently she's, like, leaned into it a lot more.
Like, maybe the number of, like, fingers she waved at a fan with, like, outside of a restaurant that one time is a sign that the new album's coming.
Yeah.
True,
yeah.
True.
Because she did 5, so it's TS5. You know, because
exactly.
That's not a normal number of fingers to wave to someone
no,
with.
No,
yeah,
never.
Yeah. I never wave with all 5
Sammy
fingers.
Sammy waves with one. I
you
Sammy
do
a
like
little finger wiggle.
A finger wave.
Oh yes.
I wish you guys could see this right now. Our little finger wave.
That's how I let like, someone know I care. It's not just a wave. It's like
it's
I
a
see
lifestyle.
You have to imagine like a vertical worm doing a little dance with your I don't even know what finger this is. Pointer.
That's
finger?
The pointer.
Yeah. I'm seeing the vision.
Yeah.
I'm liking the vision.
I think the listeners are seeing the vision.
Yeah.
Oh,
listeners,
yes.
Are you seeing the vision? Call in. We'd love to hear.
Please call in.
Okay. I saw that the song was added to the playlist, and I was very excited because I feel like I've played this song on air before, But now I get another chance to play it on air. So here's Real Love Baby by Father John Misty.
OMG!
So tell me what's wrong with feeling. I'm a flower, you're a bee. It's the shoulder that you need. I'm in love, I'm alive. I belong to the stars and sky. Let's pretend we are for one night. With my Bum, bum, bum. Oh,
bum, bum. Thank you.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back. That one was There's No Other by Felly. And then before that, we had You Can Have It All by Yola Tango. And then before that, Real Love Baby by Father John Misty. Sorry we haven't talked in a while. We were having a riveting conversation off air, but now we're back.
It's a secret. You
know, yeah, it's really top secret, honestly.
The world may never know.
And the world will never know, honestly. Yeah.
Wait, I do think we should let the people in on our day lists of right now.
Oh, yes.
They can know that little tidbit.
So true.
AC, yeah. What is your Wednesday evening day list?
Let me pull up my day list. Soft, bittersweet Wednesday evening. We have some Phoebe Alice Liu, some Claro, some Faye Webster.
Ooh,
feels a little like melancholic almost, you know.
Good.
But yeah. How about you, Sammy?
My day list is Mountain Music Nature Wednesday evening. It says I listen to Mountain and Crunchy on Wednesday evenings.
Which,
you know, fair enough. I've got a little Mountjoy, little mm-hmm. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, some Camp, you know, all the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of Mountjoy though, they were just in Boston.
I know.
And we didn't go.
It no was way. A great tragedy. And yeah. I actually know a guy who came to watch the concert and I did not even get to say hi to him. And also,
yeah, dude,
next time. Well, my Wednesday evening is a little chill, laid back Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have some Frank Ocean, Brent Faiyaz, Masego, Saba.
I love Saba.
I love Saba.
He's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I, do you think I should share the day list that I had earlier?
Oh, yes. This is silly.
Yeah. Okay. So I've talked about day lists before on the show. I've talked about my, futuristic escape room. And the people loved it. So this past Sunday, I was doing my homework. I was looking for a little bit of music. I was like, oh my gosh, let me see what my day list has. And it was Light Academia Royal Corps Sunday afternoon, and I was like, what does this mean? What is Royal Corps? I think it did have Royals by Lord on it, which I thought was really funny.
Good.
Of course. Very Royal Corps.
Yeah So let's see, we had Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, we had some stuff by Lily Allen, we had Prima Donna by Marina and the Diamonds, and then we also had some stuff from the La La Land soundtrack. We had stuff from the Fantastic Mr. Fox soundtrack. We had Rhapsody in Blue. We had Moon River. We had The Swan by Camille Saint-Saëns. I think Spotify AI was just really working overtime trying to figure out what was going on.
You know, here's the thing, though, is that I see the vision. I see it coming together into a royal corps, but just anything associated with the word royal.
Royal corps. Yeah. Okay, wait. Sanaa is sending me her day list, and I've been asked to share. So
wait, she should have just called in. Sanaa, hello?
No.
Sanaa, if you're listening, call in.
I'm not sad. I'm just disappointed.
Okay, we have Punkish Wave Wednesday evening.
Oh.
She's listening to Punkish and Wave, classic rock, English rock. Wow. That's really some riveting stuff.
Delightful.
We have a lot of The Clash, lots of Velvet Underground, some David Bowie.
Ooh.
Oh, and some Talking Heads, which reminds me, I forgot to tell you guys this earlier, but I do have a song that I want to finish with.
Okay.
It's the one that I gave a little preview of on my Instagram story.
Mm.
If you guys saw that, if you tuned in because you saw my Instagram story, thank you.
I've actually recently deleted Instagram.
Oh.
Girl. So.
How has that been?
Instagram right now. It's been
cleanse?
One day.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to expose Sammy right now.
Yeah, do
expose
it.
Expose me how?
Earlier this week, Sammy confided in me, telling me that she set up screen time on her phone, but then she accidentally made it so that her dad had to approve the screen time.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And wow. He did forget the password. It was a great exercise in limiting myself because there was no way around that limit because I did accidentally hit send request, and then my father texted me and he was like, why did I just get a request from you for more screen time on Instagram? And I was like, you know, that's a good question. Please accept it.
Please.
And so there we are. But now it's not even a problem because I don't have Instagram. I was like, you know, I have so much homework to do. Maybe it would be better if I just didn't even have the option of wasting my time.
Yeah. Well, I hope that does like really, you know, amazing and magical things for your brain.
Me too. I know it's been a great day.
Yeah. Good.
Exciting times.
Except then you missed AC's Instagram story.
I did.
Yeah. But I thought I texted that too. Maybe?
Potench.
Okay. I'm trying something a little bit different here. I'm going to try and play a song off of... Oh. Here we are. Okay. So we're going to finish off the hour with The Book I Read by The Talking Heads. This one's a favorite. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Indie Trash on 91.5 FM WMFO. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.